in the right plays and being in the right position. So if we do that, we're going to be fine every time.
One of the things, like, your rushing defense was so good. How much does that make it easier for you where you're at on the field to be able to excel as well?
It makes it a lot easier, you know, just having those great guys like Duke and everybody on the front line. It just takes a lot of pressure off me so I can just get in there and make the plays.
Were you a little bit more loose, more confident today maybe than game one?
I feel like, yeah, game two today, I felt good. I felt more loose. I was really in the flow of everything, really understanding how everything moves and just being in the right adjustments.
You may have answered this earlier, but go through that interception.
So we was basically talking about it all day, their little China route. They had two go up the seam and then the outside receiver come in. We got a lot of that during fall camp. And then I made a play on it at practice, and I knew I was going to get one in the game right when he expanded out and came back in. So,
you guys start the second half with three straight three and outs, allowing time for the offense to find its rhythm there. Just how key was that span and kind of shutting down the toy as much as you could?
Coach Klinerman always talks about 4 over 4. You know, the first 4 minutes coming out of the halftime is most important, so we just wanted to lock in on defense and lock into our keys.